Hello, and welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King, where women seek to know and experience the love of Christ. I am your host, Judy Killebrew, and my experience and passion is in encouraging and empowering women in their walk of faith with the Lord. Hebrews 10:25 states, "And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." In this weekly podcast, we will focus on meeting the unique spiritual, emotional, and social needs of faith-based women. If you are an imperfect woman seeking to maximize your spiritual growth and desire to experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love, then The Gathering is the podcast for you. Here in the messiness of our daily struggles, we are a gathering of women who strive to live daily with Jesus. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button so that you won't miss one episode. I can't wait for you to join us on this journey. Hello, friends. And welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King. I am your host, Judy Killebrew, and God has placed on my heart that it's time for each one of you to straighten your crown. Do you feel pulled in all kinds of different directions? I know I do. With so many roles in this life, we need to make sure that our joy is from the Lord on a continuous basis. For example, I am a wife, a mom to 5 adult sons and 3 daughter-in-laws. I am a daughter to a mom that has dementia. I am a nana, a sister, a Bible teacher, a nurse, a volunteer, a friend, and there are so many other roles that I can name. And with each role, there are the responsibilities that can eventually make us feel like we have too much on our plate, and we just don't know how we are going to do it all. And let's not mention the days that just do not go as planned. Life can appear overwhelming at times. Yet I want to encourage you that God sees you in the messiness of life, and it's time to straighten your crown, because you are the daughter of the living King, and He has a lot to say about that. Did you know that you are chosen for such a time as this, and you matter? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, "Just as in His love He chose us in Christ, actually selected us for Himself as His own, before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy, that is consecrated, set apart for Him, purpose-driven and blameless in His sight." And Jesus says in John 15:16 that "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." Oh my goodness, take a moment and consider that profound statement. God chose us first. According to Isaiah 9:7, we are the redeemed and chosen daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the highest royal bloodline of all time. You belong to a special group of people who are the unique possession of God. You are a member of His eternal family, and that means, of course, that you are the special object of His love and care. Being a daughter of the living King means that you are a princess, a royal heir who inherits God's kingdom, that you are anointed and set apart for God's divine purpose. It means that you belong to God, and He called you to be His, not the world's. It means that you are powerful in Christ, and your story, your testimony, is for God's glory. I grew up in a divorced family. My dad was gone, and my mom had her own chaos trying to care for 4 children alone. You could say that my life was quite messy as a child through my teenage years. There was so much uncertainty, which often left me with this invisible feeling of never being good enough and not worthy of love. So the fact that the God of the universe created me, formed me, called me by name, and I am His was something that took me quite a while to wrap my mind and heart around. There is a Facebook post that's going around, and it says, "On the darkest days when I feel unloved, inadequate, and unworthy, I remember whose daughter I am, and I straighten my crown." I can relate to that. Ladies, when you are feeling tired, weak, under self-imposed disapproval, and judging ourselves as unworthy, the simple act of straightening our crown will remind us that our life is in Christ, not the world. Galatians 4, verses 6 through 7 tells us that because we are a daughter, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our heart, the Spirit who calls out, "Abba, Father." So we are no longer a slave, but a daughter. God has made us an heir. Our daily priorities must begin with a prayer. The moment we wake up each day, we can confidently approach the throne of heaven as a child of God, as His princess, and knowing that He's faithful to meet us where we are and give us what we need for the day, even when we don't know what we need yet. Just think, through Christ, we have access to the power and goodness of God. And through grace, God gives us blessings we don't deserve. And He delivers us from punishments we merit. And that's called mercy. When we approach God's throne in prayer, we will receive all the help we need because of what Jesus has done for us. When we are weak, He strengthens us. When we are tempted, Christ reinforces us. And should we fail, and we will, He offers forgiveness through His sacrifice on the cross. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, "Therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace," that is the throne of God's gracious favor, "with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find His amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment." So you are His and He is yours. Galatians 3:26 says, "For you are born again, have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for His purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Jesus Christ." Don't doubt that you are able. Trust that He is able. You have already been chosen and appointed. Nothing can separate you from God's love. You are chosen, not forsaken. You are who He says you are. Straighten your crown and walk securely in the messiness of each day, knowing with confidence that our Heavenly Father is surrounding us with love and holding us up. The King of Kings is our support, our confidence, and our rock. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this gathering of women. I thank You that we can approach Your throne with confidence and knowing that You will listen to our hearts and provide for our daily needs. I thank You that through Jesus we are Your children and that You chose us before we chose You. Abba, Father, help us show mercy and grace to others as Your mercy is never ending for us. Father, I ask that You meet each listener where they are and provide strength and peace where it is needed. Father, I give You all the praise and the glory, and I pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies, I hope to see you next week as we gather and experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the follow button so that you won't miss one episode. I am so happy that you are with us on this journey.